This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm. This is part 42 of our story. If you have missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, they were caught in a heated battle to defend the weapon they needed to push back Cavort from Henris's army of harpies.
I will happily take my turn.
Yeah.
And
there are three of them who are looking very injured.
Second first, same as the first on two.
On the two most injured ones?
Yeah. That is 26 and a 13.
Both hit. Is your attack modifier really only plus six?
Yeah, plus seven.
You've got a plus three proficiency bonus and a plus... Yeah, it would be plus eight.
Eight, yeah, I haven't updated my stuff.
Both hit, either way. So 2d10, 1d10 plus five each time.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally didn't update my stuff. 14 on one, 6 on the other.
So you kill the one that was marked, and then just two headshots.
Bang, bang. The words that are like kill, die.
Two biblioblasts just fly out and just blow off these heads.
I like to imagine that the more frantic that Amadeus is, the less verbose the words are. So when
just
he's
more direct, it's just like die.
Yeah, when he's particularly flustered, it's just like a big cartoon word that just says like die in bubble letters.
Well, it's more like bang, blast,
bang,
explode, die, kill, death.
Yeah,
like those simplistic synonyms, I suppose.
And when he's feeling a little bit more confident, it's like may your soul be ripped from your being. May your
Tanwyn.
My immortal.
Oh, yes.
There are four harpies.
All right. I would like to focus first on the injured one, please.
Yeah.
So that is a 13 to hit.
Yes, 13, but yeah.
That's an 11.
That's
not going to do it.
You've managed to cut off a few feathers. And you get laughed at.
Let me try again.
By your sword.
With my sword. Yeah, do it one more time.
You get laughed at by your sword.
Shut up!
It's funny to watch you fail.
Maybe you shouldn't be so heavy. Oh, far out, that's a natural one.
You get laughed at more.
I can't perform under pressure.
Okay.
Can I use my bonus action to kick it off?
You have inspiration.
I have inspiration. What does your inspiration do?
Basically, it gives you a chance to reroll a failed attack roll, skill check, or saving throw.
Are you sure you want to use it now? Yeah, no, I feel like I want to use it a little bit later.
Let's save our shenanigans.
Save that a little bit. Can I use a section to try and kick it off?
Bonus action. Boop.
I will point out this is the one with the broken wings. So it's not looking like a happy chick.
Oh, no, the broken one with broken wings is dead.
Well, this one looks like it's got the stump bean out of it, so...
Yeah, no.
Damn!
You don't have any abilities that allow you to do that, unfortunately.
Okay. Then I am going to use my bonus action, and I'm going to cast Shield of Fate on the most injured-looking technician,
That would be technician number two with four hit points.
So technician two gets a plus two bonus to AC.
Okay, so their AC is now 14.
And that's my turn.
Cool. Let's just do a quick check of how things it. I see.
That doesn't sound good.
One of the dragon queens falls from the sky.
Oh!
You're not sure if she's dead, but her wing is severed.
That's less than great.
And there is just this deep reverberating rumble as she collides with the mountain below.
Oh, no!
Can I get somebody to roll a d4?
I can do it. One.
One of the harpies breaks away from helping Henris fight dragons and comes during the fight up here.
Okay, cool.
Which is a little underwhelming, but is what it is.
That's what I rolled. And we get another 4 2-hour...
At the start of your guys' turn.
Okay, at the start of the turn.
Yes.
Look, I say this, loving you as a person, thank God for your bad roll sometimes.
Yay! Because, I did it.
I love playing with you and I love you, but rolls are great sometimes.
They're just horrific.
This one also has a spear, so we'll make an attack against Technician number one. 13 will hit.
13 will hit.
Another 6 points of damage.
He's still alive. Only just. He's literally on 1 hit point.
Wow.
Yeah. Spear hits him in his back, in the lower torso area, and it's just full pierced through and through.
Ooh.
Coughs up blood onto the
thing, but he's still standing.
Yeah.
And what are the rest of them doing?
That one does its thing. Two are going to mob Magnus, and the other two are going to mob Tanwyn.
Okay.
I'm done with that.
Come at me, bro.
My AC is 21, by the
We're
way.
We're starting with Magnus.
Okay, sorry.
So 21 AC, and then what's Magnus's AC? Like 18?
It is 18.
Yeah. Oh. First attack against Magnus hits, and the second one crits.
Ouchies.
The first hit is 11 halved to...
6.
Yeah. So yeah, 6. 6, and then... The crit, 1, 2, 3, 4, on d4. Very nice. Which adds up to 10, plus 4, so 14, half to 7.
Sweet.
And then two attacks against Tanwyn. AC 21. They need to roll a 15 or higher to hit you. One of them hits.
Yeah.
Barely. Shield of Faith isn't concentration, correct?
It is concentration.
Okay. You take a grand total of 7 damage and need to make me a DC 10 concentration save.
Okay.
As it just gets its claws into the gaps in your helmet and lacerates your face.
Ah! Concentration gone.
What's your con save? You add your own charisma modifier.
Yeah, I know. My con save is a plus 2.
Plus your charisma modifier.
Oh, plus my charisma modifier. Okay, yes.
You get that bonus yourself, you know, right?
I don't know.
You played a paladin to level 20. How do you not know?
I'm usually pretty good at not getting hit when I'm using a concentration spell, to be fair. I try not to use concentration spells as much as possible. Because I don't like them. Because when I get hit, I have to do all math.
Right, yes.
Okay, that is a pass on the concentration.
I rolled concentration, so...
Yeah, on your hunter's mark. Cool. And then we have the Rain of Eldritch Blast.
Oh, is he sparing the Eldritch Blast for us?
Oh, he does it all the time.
Party. Technicians. Shit. Technicians. Shit. Party.
Okay.
Okay, for the party ones. One at Tanwyn, one at Amadeus.
Oh no, I'm sorry, I'm not close enough to help you. No.
Well, that misses Tanwyn with a nat 1. Does a 15 hit Amadeus.
Just, yeah.
Oh!
AC 15, or AC 14 rather.
Okay, so you are going to take only 7 points of force damage, but you are pulled towards him 10 feet, which means you move into the air 10 feet.
Right, so he's kind of above us and out, so he's getting pulled off the ground.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I fall back to earth, presumably.
Yes, I need you to make me a dex save, DC 5. You are not close enough to Tanwyn to get the bonus.
I'm 17 on the die, so...
Then you're fine. Great. You managed to land right back on your feet.
Leg day has really been paying off.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
For now. We are moving to the player's turn.
So okay. We need 24 more charges. No, 22 rather.
22 more charges.
And...
I haven't resolved the attacks against the technicians.
What attacks against the... Oh, the attacks against the technicians.
So who are they firing against there?
Both of those hit.
No.
We will do technician person that replaced technician 2 and then the person that replaced technician 4, which was technician 5.
So what was the 2 hit on technician 2? Because he had 14 AC, not 12.
26.
Okay, cool.
No!
Yeah, it's a 26 and a 30 to hit.
Okay.
Jeez.
I just wanted to make sure that the hit was legitimate.
I believe technician 2 just dies because that is a 14 damage.
Yep. He's dead. And so then, 6 takes his place.
Yep, and then technician 5 takes 7 and will need to make a DC 5 dexterity saving throw. They have a plus 2 modifier to their dexterity, so...
Exactly five.
So he does not fall prone, manages to avoid taking fall damage.
And he keeps on charging, baby.
Keeps on charging. So, yes, you are now at 22.
All right, cool. So the 7 and 8, who are the only two not charging at this point, are...
Gonna shoot harpies.
Shoot harpies, baby.
And what do they need again? 15?
Uh-huh.
That's a natural 20!
That will do it. So two, roll d12 twice.
All right. That is 13.
That will kill the wounded harpy.
Yay!
These technicians are racking up kills.
13 hits.
They are getting better at being marksmen.
Oh, yeah.
5 points of damage.
Nice.
Sometimes all you need is
terror.
Terror and fear put into you and you
fair
can
and
kind
fair.
Of...
Terror and fear.
Yes.
All right, so who wants to go first out of the rest of us?
Magnus Smash.
Magnus Smash, go.
Yeah, go for it.
So now there's two harpies in
more
my
like,
face?
More like yeah. Magnus Lash, right? Am I right?
Yeah, there's two harpies in your face. And one in Tanwins, because they killed one of them.
I'm putting them both away. Okay. Battle Axe is coming out again.
Okay. Yeah.
All reliable.
Three attacks.
Wacky, wacky. That is only 18.
Yep.
That is much higher than 18.
Uh-huh.
And that is also much higher than 18.
Okay, three hits.
Was there something about critting on 19, or was that in a different thing?
That is the story of the hunter.
Yes. Okay, no crits for me, unfortunately.
You chose the story that gives you defense and yep. not the story that gives you offense.
So first, wacky wacky with the flail is all ones. So that's only 9 damage.
Okay.
Second whack, much better. That is 18 damage.
That kills that first harpy.
And then the last is merely 13 damage with the battle axe. 9 is the lowest damage I can do with the flail.
That is crazy.
Hot damn. Yeah, cool. There are 3 harpies. 2 of them are looking injured.
All right. I will do that voodoo that I do and fire...
At the injured ones?
At the 2 injured ones to basically make
kill
it easier
steal,
for...
Kill, steal.
That's basically all Amadeus has been doing this entire campaign.
It's so funny. We set them up, you take them down.
Ow.
17 and 17.
They're both
hit. 2 hits. 15 and 13.
Nice.
So you kill one of them and leave another on 6 hit points. You are headshot, headshot, headshot. Just, this is like, I don't like the eyes, don't like the eyes.
It's not even that. It's Tenwin and Magnus are going, die, 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 die.
Yeah.
Please.
There is a full health harpy right in front of Tenwin trying to rip your faceplate off and get at your eyeballs.
Okay, I am going to try and attack that one. Please,
go for it.
First. I would love to. Please roll good and not bad.
Yay!
Okay, so that is... I'm actually going to do a smite as well.
Okay.
That is a...
That 20.
Hits. It was a 22 to hit. We have 5 slashing damage.
Is that including your strength mod, Tanwin?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a 1 on the dice. I would hope 5 is including the strength mod.
Yes.
So I just saw 5 total on the way.
Yes, 4 psychic damage.
Okay, so...
And I would like to use a level 1 smite.
So, yep.
Which is, I believe...
These are not aberrations.
These are not aberrations.
These are monstrosities.
Okay, so it's 2.
Yeah, so you're at 9 damage.
Oh, not very good. 5.
Oof.
I know.
So 9 plus 5 is 14. So, I mean, it's bloodied. And you do have a second attack.
I do have a second attack. I was hoping to get both of them. Okay, I'm going to do that again. I'm going to hit one more time, trying to put the laughter of the blade aside so I can focus on my job.
Yeah.
Going for another big sideways slash. There's no stabbing involved in this sword. And that is a hit, and I did 12 slashing and another 3 psychic.
You cut this harpy down.
Yeah, cut its head right off.
Give me a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, am I going to get baned? Man.
You'll find out.
Did you put this on here being like, she's never going to get a kill? Okay, plus 3, here we go.
Natural 20, baby!
Natural 20!
You're fine.
I'm fine.
For now.
Yeah. Tenwin says, do you like that sword?
Yes.
And I'm going to use my movement to get right up next to the injured harpy.
Okay. At the end of the player's turn, I think... This is a situation where he would use that spell.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Or rather not spell, but ability. As the 4 remaining dragon queens tears in space open as 4 void black hands reach out and essentially grapple the dragons.
Oh.
And Henris dives and lands on the tower.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, here he is.
Hello!
Oh, so that's the toy that you've put together to stop us. Yeah, that'll be a shame when I get rid of it.
You know he's going to kill you too, Henris. Once he's used you all up, you're going into the void as well.
Perhaps. But not right now. Fireball.
Oh! Oh, no!
As he says the word and spins one of his fingers, a small ball of fire moves forward and grows much larger than any fireball you've seen.
As he
uses his once per day ability to double the area of effect of a spell and is going to catch everyone.
Okay.
Okay.
No more charging.
Yeah, no more technicians.
Well, we'll roll fireball damage first. There is a possibility that they save and then...
Survive.
Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha.
If you roll slow.
F.
If, and I think that's the highest I've ever rolled on fireball. That's 5 sixes, so 30... 35, 39.
Even on half damage, they're all dead.
42 points of fire damage, and I'm going to need the three of you to make DC 19 dex saves.
Okay, guess I'm going down too.
Nope. So 42, was it?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Don't forget that you guys are within... Are you within 10 feet of me? We haven't been in that.
That's not boosting. That's not saving it.
Okay.
So it was 42 total damage?
Yes.
So 21 for...
Yes, 21 for those who resist fire damage.
Oh!
Yeah! Ah! From all the way downtown!
Magnet! No. Yeah, no, I did not.
Mm.
So that's what, 41 damage?
Yep.
Yeah.
42 damage?
42 damage, yeah.
Does that bring Tenwin to zero?
No.
No. Okay.
I take it we don't get any charges this turn because...
No.
All the technicians be dead.
Yes. Their staffs, however, are still attached to the device if any of you wish to step up.
Wait, can we even charge?
Yes. It will cost you spell slots.
Okay. I'm not using them for anything else.
And your action.
So, well, fudge.
Yep, it is now your turn as you watch the remaining harpies start to just...
Well, did the harpies get caught in the...
Oh, yeah, no, the one remaining harpy that was on him just dies as well. But, no, the harpies that are in the air are attacking the now very grappled dragon queens.
Ooh.
That's it. The dragon queens are fighting back by just breath weapons. You see bursts of fire and lightning fly through the air as... several harpies' corpses fall from the sky. But yes, you are now fighting Master Henris.
Yikes.
As his full title is at the moment, Henris Fulgore, the Thief of Hope.
Yummy.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It's your turn now.
I might just heal myself, to be honest. Far out.
Fair enough.
Magnus will bonus action drop a greater, which is that 44 plus 8?
44 plus 4, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Okay, that's 6. 6, 7.
Oh, God, you can tell you're 9. A teacher.
So that's 13 healing, kind of pathetic. But 13 healing is better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
And then I will attempt to pump a level 2 spell slot into the device.
Okay. The device gains 4 charges.
Huh.
Okay.
18 remaining.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because, yeah, did the harpies get wiped out?
Yeah. The rest of the harpies are currently attacking, maybe not helpless dragons, but definitely very hindered dragons.
Yeah.
So that is Magnus's turn. Amadeus, things just got real very quickly.
Yeah, the words no and smeg come to mind.
Also, I will note that he did not take any damage from the fireball.
So he's immune to fire damage?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to use my usual on him, but the hellish rebuke seems ineffective at this point.
He full-on let himself get caught in it.
Cool.
Okay, that makes that useless, effectively. Okay, well...
He's not an elemental fey, fiend, or aberration, right?
You don't know. You'll find out when you smite him.
Mm, okay.
So, just to help things along, I will dump 3d6 die worth of healing into Tanwin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because... Dear God, do I need my meat shields right now? Rolling 7 points of healing for Tanwin.
Over 3d6?
Yeah!
Damn!
I rolled...
You only rolled 2d6.
Yes, and then I rolled the second one. I didn't roll above a 3.
It was a 1, 2, and a 3. It was pretty grim.
Well, yeah. No, it would be 2 2s and a 3, but yeah.
Mm. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, sorry. Oof. And then I will... We need this charged. I will grab one of the rods and drop one of my spell slots, which is automatically...
A fourth level spell slot. It gains 8 charges.
Oh!
So, 10 remaining.
The arcane technicians didn't have spell slots, so they were just using the power of the staffs, which is 1.
Right.
It is double the spell slots level.
Okay.
Yeah, you had a fireball explode in your face.
I did. I'm under half health, but if I hit him good enough... See, the thing is I was never very good at playing Pokemon because the only stat I cared about was the enemy's HP stat and reducing it to 0.
Hey, when you're playing Pokemon, just the base game, that's fine. That's the only strategy you need.
Yeah.
It's when you start playing Pokemon against other people, then...
Yeah. So here's my dilemma right now, is my brain is like, reduce the HP stat to zero, and then the other part of my brain that is like, well, you're playing against Zeb.
Yeah.
So, good luck. But the first thing I am going to do is I am going to use my movement to get right up next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Do I heal myself or do I hit him? Do I heal myself or do I hit him?
Up to you.
Okay. Evens I hit, odds I heal.
Mm-hmm.
It's odds I heal.
Okay.
I'm going to use 30 points of Lay on Hands.
Yep.
And I'm going to heal myself up 30 points.
Cool. Are you doing anything else on your turn?
Yes, I am. I'm also going to use a first level spell slot to cast Shield of Faith on myself.
Nice. Okay. At the end of your turn, Henris is going to use his legendary actions.
Mm.
As he is going to basically cause four of the corpses to stand back up.
No!
As allies of his.
No!
No.
Yes, they look like a stiff freeze could put them back down to the ground, but they are standing up.
Oh dear.
Yes, two of the technicians and two of the harpies.
Okay.
And that will be his legendary actions. It's now his turn.
Yep.
He's going to make two attacks with his Tyrant's Blade against Tenwin.
Okay.
And then Eldritch Blast at each of your party members.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When he Eldritch Blasts at Amadeus,
uh-huh.
I would like to use my reaction to force. Sorry, hold on. I just had it up and I was like, I know what it is. And I put it away and I don't know what it is.
He has disadvantage anyway because he's making ranged attacks while an enemy is threatening him in melee.
Okay.
But they'll both be at disadvantage, but I mean, a chance to hit everybody is good.
AC 23.
AC 23, and you are not bloodied anymore.
No.
No, okay. So he doesn't have advantage against you, but he is swinging the Tyrant's Blade at you.
Okay. Roll
two
bad.
Attacks, a 30 and a 22.
Well, the 30 hits, but the 22 doesn't.
I figured. One bounces off of the prismatic sheen of scales that is now kind of sits over your armor.
Yeah.
And the other one just full on in between where the plate mail joins together around your side.
Yeah.
In between the gap there and into your, the soft part of your side.
Oh no, that's grim. That's bad. Stop rolling, go. Stop it.
You take 10 points of piercing damage and 15 points of psychic damage.
Jeez, 25 points.
As his S-stop pierces into you.
Gosh, I am glad that I healed myself.
Yeah, so 25 points of damage. He has disadvantage on both of the attacks because he's doing ranged attacks while in melee.
Well, I was just rolling straight against Magnus.
You did it reckless.
No, I did it reckless. Oh my goodness.
Ooh.
That will... 16 will miss Magnus, but a 16 will not miss.
Boy.
You take 12 points of force damage, are pulled 10 feet towards you, and have your movement speed reduced by 10 feet.
I would like to use my reaction to make a melee weapon attack against Henris from my sentinel mark.
Oh, that allows you to take damage in place of an ally within 5 feet of you.
Oh.
So how much? 12 points?
Yeah, 12 points of force damage. All
right.
I'm going to make you guys earn this victory.
I don't know if we're going to earn this victory, man.
It is then the puppeteered corpse's turn. So there are two harpies and two technicians that were brought back to life with one hit point each. The harpies are going to attack Tanwin because she's right there, and the technicians are going to attack
Hold on, I need
Amadeus.
To roll a... Yeah, it's fine.
Both the harpies miss Tanwin.
And who are the technicians attacking?
You.
Fun.
They are picking up the spare discarded staffs that aren't locked into device and are just trying to beat you to death.
No! Not me!
They only have a +4 to hit in melee, so 9 or lower, so 50-50 chance. A 19 and a crit.
I might be unconscious, guys.
3. So you take 6 points of bludgeoning damage. As they...
Are you up or are you down?
I'm still up.
Oh my gosh.
I am...
You can hellish rebuke these if you want. They do have only
one. Yeah, I will hellish rebuke one of them.
Cool. It dies. It has one hit point.
Yeah.
So yeah, there is now only 3 of them instead of 4. That is the end of the enemy's turn. Now your guys' turn.
Okay, I am going to try and hit Henris real good.
Uh-huh.
There are 3 other beasties out there with 1 HP each.
Uh-huh.
And Amadeus is nearly down. Yeah. So I have a feeling that you will be chugging some health potion.
And using some healing eyes on myself, yes.
You can quick drink with a bonus and then you can drink with a full action if you just want to do that.
Yeah, so I'll full round.
Full action chug.
The greater one.
So you get 20 hit points.
20 hit points. And then bonus action, regular potion. And that's me.
You're not doing any charging. Cool.
Exactly. Not if I want to live.
Yeah. How close is it to being fully charged?
10 points. So if you're
going is also looking kind of melty after being fireballed.
Mm.
As, cool. You know, it took 42 points of fire damage.
Yeah, just like me.
Didn't it have a hardness of 5, so...
Yeah, once you overcome hardness, it takes full damage.
So it would have taken 37?
No, it takes everything.
Oh, hardness means that
if you roll equal to or below the hardness scale, it takes no damage.
And
it,
I didn't do a good job setting up the hardness.
No.
No.
I did a bad job setting up the hardness. Yeah. I rolled a lot of really bad numbers.
Yeah, it has 28 hit points left.
Yeah, how far away is Henris from it?
Full other side of the tower.
Yeah, and I'm right next to him.
Yeah, I got 40 feet of movement, though. Mm. As a...
Yeah, so you can get right up to him.
Yeah. If I get up to him, I can stop him from getting closer.
Right.
With a sentinel hit. I think that might be more important than just idly pumping.
If you get right up next to him and get ready with your sentinel,
mm-hmm.
If I move away, can you use your reaction for his opportunity attack to stop him?
I can't stop him, but I can whack him.
Okay, because that might be what we could do. You could move up, take your attacks, I move away to do the spells.
Probably doing too much planning, but...
Yeah.
Magnus is going to leave the staff...
Uh-huh.
..and run up to that big nerd, Henris.
Yep.
Oh. I don't know, I'd probably call something out. Run from this, nerd!
Apparently, now that he's started telling stories, everybody's a nerd now.
Yeah.
Everybody's a nerd.
Everybody's a nerd.
The only non-nerd is storytellers. Magnus thinks bards are the coolest thing.
Biased much.
Yeah.
If I rage again, can I choose a different ragey thing?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to rage again and do Hunter.
Oh, what does Hunter do?
Dog!
Higher crit chance and extra d6 on damage.
Nice.
You! Fully Hulk Hoganing this.
Yeah. Despite the scarf being gone, your powers are still related to red thread.
Yep.
So the red thread armor that you had dissipates and is just now kind of like a Robin Hood cap.
Yeah, see how we go. With our hits, that is a natural 20 on the first hit with the flail.
Sheesh.
That's only a 16 plus 7, so 23 to hit on the second
hit. That will hit.
And third one.
You won't get a third hit. You used your bonus action to change.
No, I just got a 19. Rip.
Don't roll the lightning damage. He's immune to it.
So bludgeoning for that first hit is 8, and then 6 from Hunter's Mark, 8 from Rage of the Hunter,
mm-hmm.
No lightning. So that was 8, 6.
And then another 8.
Yeah, plus 6.
When did you put Hunter's Mark on him?
Oh, yeah, you got to transfer it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, rip.
Oh.
Too many bonus actions.
Yes.
So I'll just roll another 2d6. Okay, so it's 7. So that's 21 from the crit. Would it be more if there was lightning damage? And then the second little bit is only 12 damage.
12 damage?
Wacky wacky.
Really just trying to cave his chest in.
Yeah.
Yeah, beating on him. The lightning sparking, just not grounding.
Instead of staying in one place and being absorbed, it's probably just chasing his across the skin and then skidding across the ground a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. It's like he's a natural...
Earth,
yeah.
Yeah.
Natural. Okay.
Do you want to try bonk Henris?
I think I want to try and get to... one of the rods.
Cool.
So I'm going to move out of his sphere of influence.
Are you bloodied?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you will have advantage on this.
Oh, no!
You have an AC of 23 right now.
I do.
How many hit points do you have left?
39.
8,000 damage.
you Sentinel! Get him!
I will react Sentinel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need more dice.
Don't say that.
He crit.
No, he did not.
He did.
Bye-bye, Tanwin.
Yeah, she's down.
Probably.
That's a lot of sixes.
God damn
it! There's also a couple of ones. So you take 16 piercing damage,
uh-huh.
Which leaves you at 23.
Yes.
You are still up. I do not believe that this is 23 damage. No, this is not. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 psychic damage.
Oh my god.
The hills are alive with the sound of Billy just passing.
Now that's tanking, baby.
But now I do need you to make me a DC 15 wisdom save.
Oh no. Probably not going to get this.
It's a save. You get your save thing.
It's true.
Surely.
I do get my save thing.
Plus 4, remember.
It is.
Minus 1.
No, my wisdom's a 0.
Okay.
Hey!
That's a 16!
You are.
Woo!
You are not frightened. The Tyrant's Blade does not cause you to become frightened.
Good. Does 2 HP, she's still
21
up.
Hit.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, pathetic. Only gets bopped for 10 points of damage.
Hey, the chip damage is real, man. The chip damage is real.
I would like to use my full movement to get over to one of the rods. Tanwyn grabs the rod in one hand, uses a level 2 spell to pump, was it, 4 more into our laser.
Which
and then
puts us at how many charges left?
6.
And then I would like to use my bonus action to... I have a bonus action spell. Does that mean I can bonus action pump more stuff into it?
On a successful arcana check, I will say yes.
No. I'm going to use my bonus action to drink a health potion.
Go for it. I will need you to make a concentration check against the damage you just took.
Oh, yes, because of...
DC 19 concentration check.
Okay, here we go.
Well, good, not bad. Well, good, not bad.
Hey! I rolled an 18.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm fine.
Shield of Faith is still up.
Still got Shield of Faith.
Yeah, roll your hit point recovery from your... Is it a greater or basic healing potion?
I think I'm going to use my greater. 14 points.
14 points.
14 points.
Nice.
So Tanwyn has successfully gotten away from Henris, at least for the little while. She has used a level 2 spell to get some more charges into our huge weapon, and she has...
You're out of the danger zone.
Chugged.
Kind of.
Chugged a health potion to get 14 HP back.
Nice.
Which leaves her on 16 HP.
Mm-hmm. Which brings us to Henris. This will be his last turn of combat.
Because either he destroys the machine and we're screwed, or we finish charging the machine and it fires.
And he's screwed. Yeah.
Yeah.
One side is going to be screwed. Just how screwed, we'll see.
Yes. At the start of his turn, he is going to attempt to move away from Magnus.
So I think I'd already hit him with a reaction attack with the sentinel when your friend is attacked.
But it's the top of the round.
Yeah, it's the top of his turn, so...
And he started.
Yeah.
He was faster than us.
So it's,
our turn
reactions
is just...
Reactions are reset?
Yeah.
Our turn literally just ended, so you are reset reaction-wise.
Yes, okay. So make that attack.
Get him.
That's probably going to be a miss. That is...
Don't you forget, you have inspiration.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's burn that. Same. That's only 17.
That just hits.
Oh, Kapamake.
I rolled 2 10s in a row, so it was meant to be.
No way.
So, hold up, 2 10s. 10 plus, what's your strength score?
4 plus 3 from proficiency.
Plus 1 because it's a plus 1 weapon.
Oh, yeah. I have not been adding the plus 1 this whole time.
Common. I do that all the time.
You two get to add your strength bonus.
You two don't understand. You two are like power players.
How am
I'm just here with vibe and a good time and not a lot of maths
I'm
in my heart.
I'm not a power player.
No, I'm talking to these two.
How
am I a power player?
You remember rules. That makes you a power player.
This is, I'm literally learning how to play D&D as we've been going through.
Anyway,
this
yes. Anyway. 18 hits. Let me just double check his stat block.
It's 19 AC.
No, the 17 would have missed.
Oh.
Well, he has an AC of 18.
Well, don't worry about it, because it's an 18.
Yeah, it hits.
Whoop-de-doos.
Okay, so Henris is trying to get away, and Magnus is just going to, extended hand with the mace and try and, wrap the chain around a leg or something like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which will do 16 points of damage.
Sheesh.
Immune to lightning, right?
Yeah. So you go to keep him here. Your strike hits one of his multicolored wings and just breaks it, which just stops him from being able to fly away.
Mm-hmm.
In a last act of desperation, he is going to cast Eldritch Blast. All 4 blasts targeting the machine. He has disadvantage on this because he's making ranged attacks whilst being threatened in melee. The machine has 28 hit points and an AC of 25.
I'm right next to the machine. Can I try and...
Yes, you will be able to take one of the hits should it connect.
Wonderful.
So, he needs to roll 14 or higher on both dice.
Oh, come on, dice gods!
Come on, dice gods.
The first is a total of 17.
Oh!
Huzzah.
Oh!
The second, total of 19.
Oh!
Natural 20.
Don't say that.
Close.
Ah.
Total of 30.
Oh.
I assume you'll be taking that, Tanwyn.
I'll probably be tanking that one.
And then the last one just hits. So, Tanwyn.
Yes.
You are taking one of these hits.
Oh, yeah.
You have 16 HP.
Right? I do, yeah.
His Eldritch Blasts only deal 1d10 plus 5 damage. He cannot down you, nor can he destroy the machine. His turn ends. I'm taking over the scene from here. As you guys have won at this point, there is Amadeus's turn is going to be, if I remember what was discussed to be correct, Amadeus will be spending his turn burning his last 4th level spell slot to charge the machine.
Yep, that's the plan.
A 4th level spell slot provides 8 charges.
And we needed 6.
As the last of your magical energy flows into the machine.
I'm flipping Henmus the bird as I'm doing this, by the way.
I have bits to read. As the final flecks of arcane energy enter the God Killer, the weapon gains full charge and activates. Red and yellow energy crackle off the machine like coronal discharges as it briefly powers up. A deep thrum of energy bursts from the machine as a red and yellow beam fires through the 5 magnification lenses, narrowing with each lens it passes through, before finally hitting the burning hole in reality at the center of the book. At the end of the machine's barrel. Far from view, a similar hole burns into existence a few meters in front of Kavort's massive orange eye. And it is at this point I'm going to need the 3 of you to collectively roll 20d20.
Whoa! Okay.
If each of you roll 6, I can take the final 2. From the 2 that I have, you get 38.
So if you give me the numbers...
If we all add it up, and then we'll give you the R added up one. So
what's the total that you rolled?
70-something.
Mm-hmm. Total 43.
My total is 81.
Yeah. Can you tell me what the total is?
Yeah, 237.
I have 3 different numbers here. You definitely didn't roll lower than 94, but you did roll higher than 219.
We did!
Having the lenses helped, I imagine.
Yes. I think so.
Could you please give me the final result after multiplying that number by 32 as it gets doubled 5 times?
The final total is 7,584.
Kavort the Conqueror, the god of tyrants, an eldritch entity that wants nothing more than to control everything, is immune to all damage except from that of divine sources, such as the heart of Inkin-Ra. He has a total of 7,000 HP.
Oh! We got him! Guys, we got him!
Get his ass.
We got his ass! We got him!
Holy hell. All right.
More reading to happen. Drops of orange fluid fall from Kavort's eye. He brings one of his impossibly large hands up to his face and catching the drops on his hand. He stares at it like he can't believe that he has been wounded. Ah, so this is pain. I don't much care for it. Kavort's last thoughts reverberate through the minds of every living being in Paradon as the light dims from his singular eye and disappears and his body begins to disintegrate. As sunlight returns to Paradon, those who had succumbed to Kavort's influence begin to transform back from their twisted avian forms, except Henris, who before your eyes begins to wither. And decay as he returns to his previously dead state. No, not again. I can't have failed again. I'm supposed to rule Paradon. I'm supposed to. As.
Later, the, nerd.
The last sentence fails as his jaw rots off his face and his tongue turns to mush.
It has to suck that the last thing he sees is Magnus in his armor just laughing at him.
Pointing and laughing at him.
And in the background, a nerd, a.k.a. Amadeus, is just flipping him the bird.
Yeah, as those last words leave his mouth. He falls to his knees and crumples to the ground, returning to naught but an old skeleton. A triumphant cheer echoes through the hold, as though few survivors yell out, glad to be alive and joyous to have won.
Oh boy, that was... Okay, is everybody okay?
If you guys look around, you can see Tanwyn crumpled against the machine with one HP remaining.
All right, I'm going to be like, well, we can fix that. Here, have some healing as I will pump some D6 dice into you so that you are not on one hit point. I'm not going to roll because I'm assuming this is pretty narrative at this point.
Yeah, it's narrative at this point. Oh.
Did we do it?
Yeah, we won.
Don't sound so enthusiastic over
there. Yeah, no, I've been doing like, okay. We won, Jack, we're alive, and... No, I'm enthusiastic. More the fact that I just realized the Goliath is dead, and I'm going to have to walk down the stairs. I am not prepared for this.
I think you'll be able to survive a little walk down the stairs.
We defeated a god, but yet stairs...
Am I mortal enemy? Yes.
He's defeated by stairs.
If Cavort had only thought to use stairs.
This is going to be the new paper, scissors, rock. Us, Cavort, staircase.
Exactly. I apologize because I am going to be swearing a lot.
Tanwyn.
Yes.
As you are laughing, the relief of having survived, filling your system, a connection within you vanishes.
Does anyone else feel that?
And then suddenly, all three of you notice something as your gift of the dragon eyes disappear.
What?
Did something happen to Artifora?
And as you say that, up in the sky, you see a speck falling as Artifora, the defender of Peridon, succumbs to the wounds that he was dealt in his clash with Cavort. A golden streak of light that could only be the matron god of this land chasing after it.
Where are they? Where does it look like they're going to land?
Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.